inner council chamber in a harem where he had met the Great Mother. It had been explained that he was brought to the Lost Plateau in order to be tested for consideration as the chosen husband of Uganda. But Doc objects to the whole idea. Even after he's told, the marriage will be terminated at the end of the year. Finally, he sent back to talk to Jeremiah the Hermit, who was the chosen one before him and who is Uganda's father. And when Jeremiah's argument also failed, Doc and Uganda were guided to a secluded corner of the Great Plateau, and then left alone in the most beautiful valley which Doc's world-traveled eyes ever had seen.
Talk about this area. Trees like I've never seen before. And look at them magic. So who lives here anyway?
No one at this particular time.
Well, I say one thing. Looks to me like there's a lot of beauty around here that's sort of going to waste.
No. Your eyes are pretty. And that part will be made clear to you as you go along.
Hey. And that's the music again. Coming out of nowhere. The kind we heard on the Rainbow Bridge. And look, it's bringing the birds. Or the birds are bringing the music or something.
The birds are coming to welcome us here.
And they're all white. Like white doves.
Yeah. Never have the clouds come any closer than you see them now, Doc.
really, but what keeps them there? The wind must blow this way once in a while.
Doc, this place is called the Dollywood and Chapman. Jeremiah and my mother lived here when I was born. And I will live here when my daughter and son is born. I will live with the chosen one.
And I am the chosen one.
That should be the creed.
You're going to let's walk down the path here, you mind?
Yeah.
I can easily work things out ready when it falls.
The chimney is a large work from down, as you say. The minister says, give me a drink. If you find me to die.
Oh, I can understand that. You're about to develop the dude's head over a gal while he's not in fingers, but that isn't the point.
You haven't answered me.
Well, you're loving your son. I've never thought of it before. I'd have known it today.
I could give you a clue, you see. That I'm sure.
Are you?
You couldn't be anything else. You're written in the
stars. Don't you see something in them stars about that young fella you met named Lieutenant Johnny North? That American flyer off from the Great Plateau? You will, I think. You look far enough. Maybe it's deep enough. We were talking about him yesterday in the cathedral, remember?
And I told you then that I am a child of destiny. And my destiny is in my marriage to you from this time.
You're so young, John. I've been around with lots of girls. I've even been engaged. I'm not the kind to make a kid like you happy. Unless you want Johnny North.
No matter what you say, it all comes back to the same thing.
Grandpa Doc Long's been ailing for so long.